Day 7.
On the last day of the holiday, I couldn't wait for midnight. At 12 o'clock, I could stop answering yes to every question. The week had been fun, but I wanted some control of my life again. That evening, I went for one last dinner with some of my new friends. "So, did you have a good week?" one of them asked me. "Yes," I said. "What was your favourite thing?" she asked. And you know what? I couldn't really answer her. There were so many things I'd enjoyed. I worked as a waiter for a day. I didn't get any money for it, but I made friends with some interesting people who came to eat at the restaurant. I also spent a day fishing with 5 Greek fishermen and caught several fish. I stayed at a beach party until 6 in the morning. Oh, and I won a dancing competition. Of course, some of my experiences weren't very good. I took the same boat trip 3 times. I went swimming at midnight. Well, actually, I liked the swimming, but I didn't like the mosquitoes that bit me when I got out of the sea. And I spent over 200 euros on souvenirs that I hate. It was great to try new things, but I was glad the week was nearly finished. I wanted to get back home and relax for a day before I started work again on Monday. But day 7 wasn't finished yet. Without thinking, I asked my new friends what they planned to do next. They were all smiling at me. One of them said, "We're flying to Thailand tomorrow. Do you want to come with us? You'd love it." I looked at my watch. It was 11:55.